League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, yo. We back. It's been a while. It's been a lot of stuff that has happened since we've potted.
Yeah, for sure.
World has changed.
The world is changing and right in front of our eyes.
Yeah. Like, for example, I am playing college football 2025 right now.
How's that going, man? How's that going? We haven't had that game since what?
Fuck, I just threw a goddamn interception.
We had that since, what was that, 14?
Yeah. I just threw a goddamn interception, but I'm
9 years.
Yeah. But I am up on...
Oh, 10 years.
Yeah, 10. I'm up on USC right now, 42.
What college are you playing with, man? Who do you
start? I am starting
your season with.
So I started this road to glory with Jacksonville State.
Jacksonville State.
You goddamn right. You gonna do it right. Let's go, nigga. Oh, okay.
That's like where you got. That's like where you play like live, or you know, oh not live. I said live. See, that's how you know I'm so out of the loop on video games. 2K.
Last time you play live.
That's how you know I'm out of the loop. 2K, like when you play 2K or MLB The Show, you know, you start MLB The Show with the Florida Marlins, or you start 2K with the Charlotte Hornets.
Right.
You know, start from the ground up. I like that, man. I like that.
Yeah, you got it. See, the one thing about college.
You're not going out there and you picking Alabama.
Yeah, no, you're a hoe if you do that. You a hoe. If you go and start a road to glory or a dynasty with a great team, you a hoe.
What goes into picking Jacksonville State? Now, there are tons and tons, hundreds and hundreds of Division I colleges. So what made you start with Jacksonville State?
Because who the fuck going to Jacksonville State? Like...
You chose the state of Florida, and you said, all right, let me go ahead and just go to Jacksonville State.
Think about the state of Florida, fam.
Hey, DG, you might as well drop. Don't they, like, automatically take the player off your team if they're not on the team? Well, didn't they designate Tim Anderson for assignment?
Yes.
He's not even on the squad no more. You have to just, like, you got to take him off.
You got to start the whole season over with. Like, fuck, they released somebody. They had to start it over with. What went into it? Man, just picking a random ass team. Really? Yeah,
that's very random.
Yeah, picking a random ass team, went up in there and was like, you know what? Hey, Jacksonville State, like, what the fuck do they do? Like, Jacksonville is in Florida, so it's not even Florida State. It's Jacksonville
State. What is their mascot?
Gamecocks.
They could do that?
Yeah.
You have two different schools have the same mascot?
LSU Tigers and Auburn Tigers.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess so.
So, yeah, that's what went into it. Just like, let me go grab.
But how does Jacksonville State get Gamecocks? Like, Gamecocks belongs to, like, a very high-profile squad. How does a school like Jacksonville State?
That's the point, Mike.
Bear this name.
So this is what I did. So I picked them. I created my player. I made him a top five prospect because I ain't wanna go slum it that hard and like make an underdog player. So I made Landon. So what I do is I make my kids. Like in any sports game that I play, I make my kids. So there's gonna be a Trey, there's gonna be a Liam, and there's gonna be a Landon. Landon just looks like he'll be a quarterback when he get older.
Dang, manifesting. I know what you're doing.
Quarterback, Trey. I don't know.
You manifesting.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Probably like linebacker or some shit. Like his daddy.
All right, Trey.
And then Liam going to be something. He going to be something. So I'm playing with Landon right now, and I took the Jacksonville State Gamecocks. to took him to the national championship, took him to the Natty, okay. And we won. But they fired the coach. So after we won the national championship, they fired the coach. So I went to transfer portal. Like, how you just gonna fire the coach? So I went to transfer portal and I went home.
So you won the title and your school fired your head coach?
Yes.
What kind of janky ass glitch is that?
Wait a minute, Jacksonville State and Alabama? I ain't even pay attention. I swear I ain't even pay attention to what Jacksonville State was at. Is it Alabama? How? What's the fucking point of that shit?
That's crazy.
I thought that shit was in Florida.
That's crazy.
Oh, so this is why I picked them.
Look at that. That's even more random. That's right. Hey, it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense.
Wow.
Okay. Why? All right. That's okay. So you learn something new every day.
Yeah, because of College Football 25. So they fired the head coach. So I was like, I'm going home. So I entered the transfer portal, and now I am the starting quarterback for the University of Illinois Fighting Illini. All
right. Okay. You upgrade. That's a big upgrade right there, man. You went from Jacksonville State to the Big Ten. Okay.
You know, Landon went to a school where he was just trying to start.
All right.
And build up, and we won the national championship.
All right.
But then when that happened, we decided to go home. Now we're currently beating the shit out of USC 65-38.
All right.
And everything. So, you know, expecting to be ranked. I turned Jacksonville State into a 3-star school out of 1 year, winning the Natty.
Man, it just feels like it's so – you done off this – the game ain't been out a week. And you already done mastered this shit, bro. What level are you playing on, bro?
See, I'm playing on varsity.
Is that the highest level?
No, Heisman is the highest level, and I ain't doing that.
Okay.
In a while.
All right.
Fam, the first game I played on here, I played Ohio State on Heisman, and I couldn't even hike the ball.
Nah. Well, that's still pretty impressive, man. Knowing like you're pretty swifty on the video games I see.
I loved NCAA football. Okay. It's a faster game than Madden. I like to build the program. I used to put all of the homies on there. I was the dude who Vincent, you know, friend of the program and my cousin, him and his brother would call me over to the crib to put the players on the team on live night, starting with live 96.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Lee, come spend the night. And then I'll be up there all night putting all of the rookies on NBA live 96.
Now I know all about
and 97, that. 97. Just keep going. Mm-hmm. And I would do the same thing for college football. And I'll put all of the homies on there too. And then I will upload their rookies on Madden. And then, you know, we'll be all scattered over the NFL. That's the only thing about the game I don't like, and the main reason why I didn't buy Madden this year. Because if I can't import these bitches to Madden, there's no reason for me to get Madden.
Okay.
So I love this game. I love it. I wish also HBCUs was in here, because I would have definitely got my Deion Sanders on.
Oh, that's racist. That's racist.
Well, oh, yeah.
That's racist.
Considering where we at right now.
Can we file a lawsuit? Hey. Why is it HBCUs on NCAA football 25?
Well, technically because they're FCS schools. So what they do is they have like FCS Northwest, Southwest, Northwest, and that's with those teams.
Yeah, all of that sounds good, but it sounds like discrimination to me, buddy.
Hey, amen. I ain't mad. You had a notebook too, DG? Yes, I had a notebook and everything. Like, I am a geek when it comes to this particular game. And when they stopped making it, I was upset. But I was one of those people that didn't keep, like, my old PlayStation 3. So I didn't have the game. So I haven't played this joint for 10 years. So my PlayStation 5 has been collecting dust. I play MLB The Show from time to time, but this shit has been collecting dust. until this year. I hugged Miriam that morning when it was released early. I hugged her. I was like, yo, this is a great day.
Hey.
And this is a great day.
Shout out to you and shout out to all the homies who are reliving, you know, those glory years of video gaming when it comes to NCAA football. So, and I'm happy for y'all.
You don't have a game?
I didn't play NCAA. Look, I don't have a game. My brother does, though. My brother does. He has Xbox, the latest one, I'm sure. And he plays MLB The Show. He plays 2K. I don't know if he's playing this. I don't think he mentioned this, but he's into all of that. He plays that shit, so shout out to him. I retired years ago, but I was in on it. But I only really played sports games for the most part. Like, after the Nintendo 64, like, you know what I'm saying, and Dreamcast and, like, you know what I'm saying, and all that shit like that, I only played sports games after that. But before that, like, you know what I'm saying, we still got our Sega Genesis, still got our Super Nintendo, still got the Nintendo 64, got all of those classics and shit like that. But after that, we played Xbox, and when we were playing Xbox, like when the OG Xbox came out, yeah, I was in on all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? But after that, I just kind of like retired. You know when I retired, bro? I think when me and my wife shacked up, like before we were married. I think when I moved in with her. Right.
You get a regular cat. You was like, I ain't got to
play. Yeah, I don't think. I think that's when I stopped. So I blame her. Man. But prior to that, I was all in on video games.
Coochie'll do that to you.
Yeah, it is what it is. But no, not anymore, though, man. I'm not in on
that. You want to have sex or play the game?
I think I made that decision. But shout out to y'all, though. I'm happy for y'all, though, bro. All the guys. A couple of my other homies, they playing that shit too, and they loving it. So
I'm not gonna play online. I'm not gonna do none of that shit. I'm not. So we used to have. I used to be in the Madden League, you know, with my cousin.
I know the Madden League story.
I ain't doing none of that. I ain't doing none of that no more, fam. Like, I am playing for the fun. Nobody is going to stress me out and get me all upset and want to fight niggas over a game.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm laid back, man. I'm laid back. I'm comfortable because I'm playing the game and doing the podcast at the same time. Mario Kart, nigga.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, but you know what's crazy, though? My daughter does have a Nintendo Switch. And they have, so with the Nintendo Switch, they got all of the old. They got every single one of, like, the old Sega, you know what I'm saying, Nintendo, Super Nintendo games on it. And they got the updated Mario Kart. Now, me and my daughter was playing that when she first got the Nintendo Switch, but she don't really play the Nintendo Switch no more. But when she first got it, Mario Kart on there is fire. But yeah, Mario Kart is classic shit. Date night type shit, all of that. Yeah,
what
right,
are your
DG.
Three favorite video games of all time?
NBA Jam on Sega Genesis, Mortal Kombat 2 on Sega Genesis, and 007 on Nintendo 64.
Did I tell you the story about how Vincent allow his
Sonic the Hedgehog 2 gets an honorable mention.
Did I tell you about the story about how Vincent let his cousin steal NBA Jam for me?
How did that happen, bang?
So Vincent and Lee, my cousins, they was like, yo, let us see NBA Jam. And I think it was for Super Nintendo. Yeah. Let's see NBA Jam. All right, let you see NBA Jam. And then I came back and was like, yo, I need my NBA Jam back. Let us keep it for another week. Just like, all right. Come back over there. Hey, let us keep it for another week. We love the game. All right. Let's keep it another week. All right, no, I need my shit back. Just one more week.
All right. Yeah.
That fourth week. man. Our cousin stole it. And you want to know what they replaced my NBA Jam with?
Mm-hmm.
WrestleMania, Super WrestleMania, one of the worst wrestling games of all time.
Ouch.
They still not replaced my NBA Jam, man.
They're going to have to get on that, dog. They got time. They got time to do that because you can find it. You can find that online.
Nigga, I got it now.
Okay.
I got it now. Trey caught me. Trey called me. I was playing around with Trey. I got it for Sega. I was playing around with Trey, bullshitting, and let him come back. And that motherfucker hit a game-winning three on my ass. Mm. And then they cussed me out. Fuck you, Dad! Yeah! I was like, whoa.
That sound like, man, that story sounds so familiar, fam. Yo, Lil Rock, if you listening to this, fam, I think you lost some of my games or borrowed some games from me, and I ain't get them back, or you lost them or something, fam. He gonna be listening.
Bruh, let me know. An underrated part of your childhood is trading games with the homies.
Yeah, that story sounds very familiar. I feel like I've lived that experience as well, Bang. So I feel for you. And it was Lil Rock. Shout out Mike Webb. Yeah. I think you were in on it, buddy.
Yeah, like that's an underrated part of just video games in general. Absolutely. And your childhood. Yeah. Like, just like you got one game, your homie got to have another game. So it's like, yo, let me go ahead and play the game. Let's trade games and shit. Yeah. And sometimes you get your shit back, sometimes you don't.
Yeah, bro, that's some fucked up shit.
I didn't get my NBA Jam back still to this day. And they, how you? Matter of fact, another underrated moment in family. I was over my auntie house one day, and they slid over to the crib real quick. And why Vincent go in my room and just take my Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition and didn't even let me know that, like, my shit was just over his house.
Yeah, he not going to know this is gone. He don't need this right now. I got it.
Vincent.
I'll bring it back.
Vincent somewhat was a shitty cousin. And he was shitty because he was bigger than us. So
he was almost like, yeah, if I take this game, like, Bang ain't going to say nothing to me about it. The fuck you going to do?
I'll whoop the ass if you try to.
Oh, shit. He didn't even have the common courtesy to let you know. No, he just was like, I wish this nigga would say something about me taking this shit.
Yeah, like, just family, just.
Yeah.
And who am I? Who am I to be like, you know what? He bigger than me. Vincent is the only person that I hit in the face. Nigga ate it.
Damn.
Motherfucker. Yeah. And beat shit out of my ass. So he knew what he was doing.
You just got charged that one.
Yeah, I got to charge the kid. I yelled at him at my auntie house. And my auntie was like, who are you yelling at? It's like, man, Pee Wee's son Vincent took my game. She was like, no. She's like, what you going to do? Nothing. I ain't going to worry about it. Yeah. I'm just going to ask to see one of his games.
He was keyboarding your ass.
I'm still mad Jacksonville State is in Alabama. I'm still mad. Is there a Jacksonville in Alabama that we don't know about?
That's fucking hilarious, bro.
Like, I know Kennesaw State is in Georgia. My granddad, when he was in the hospital, he was at the hospital. Like, that was the other team I was going to choose. But
Jacksonville, Alabama.
Damn, I thought I was playing in Florida this whole fucking time.
Oh, my God.
That's messed up, man.
You still won a natty, though. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I still won a natty and freshman of the year, quarterback of the year, all that shit. Uh-huh. You know what I hate, though? Like, when you simulate a game against a team who is rated way lower than your team, but your team still loses. I should be undefeated right now, but I simulated the game against Western Michigan because I don't
know. Now, why you do that? Why you do that?
Because, first of all, we podding it. I don't feel like playing against no damn Western Michigan.
So you just took the L.
I didn't expect to take an L when you rated 83 and they rated 74.
Any given Saturday, bang. Any given Saturday.
Fuck that.
Any given Saturday.
I just lost again to Rutgers, man.
Oh, yeah, nobody needs you to tighten up, buddy.
I'm start this shit over.
You wanted him, huh? Start off the season 0-3. Nah, fuck this.
I'm podding and shit, trying to play and pod at the same time. I'm
starting over. I'm starting over.
I'm fucking 3-2, about to go play Ohio State.
Yeah, you one of them.
Nah, I got to start. And then I can't play them, and the level when I'm playing, I got to pay attention.
Yeah.
Because they going to off the edge and whoop my ass. But nah, this is a happy moment. So because of this, man, my mental health has been straight. Mentally. It was rough before the game. But now I got the game, I'm happy.
I'm happy for you. I'm happy about that. That's good. I'm glad that could, you know, bring you some peace. And you know,
I ain't been to therapy, though. I go back on the first.
That's good. But you got some nice positive things to tell your therapist. Are you going to tell your therapist? You going to tell your therapist that you like the video game is bringing you joy?
Hell yeah.
There you go. I like that. There you go. That's good.
Video games bring niggas joy. Like, that's I hate when you be on Instagrams and, like, you see a woman is like, the woman is like, I don't want to fuck with no dude that still play video games. Bitch, that's why you still single.
Facts.
Let that man have his peace. Play the game and shit. I saw one video where the girl deleted his character and all his VC gone. That's cause for breakup.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, no, let us enjoy peace. We don't bother y'all when y'all go to the nail shop.
Mm-hmm.
We don't bother y'all when y'all go get y'all hair did and other random shit y'all do around the house. Like, Miriam is in her room right now watching Korean dramas. What the fuck am I bothered for?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why women have that mentality. Not even all women. It's not even all women, because I definitely see a lot more women into gaming and everything like that, which is cool.
No, it's not. Let me just say,
you're not cool about a woman into gaming?
Nope.
Or are you saying you don't see it enough?
Because when we was in high school, these same women as all of a sudden gamers.
Now all of a sudden, yeah, we could have been. Yeah, yep, I got you. I'm with you.
Now all of a sudden. Well, we could have had a whole ass competition. Whoever wins, whoever lose, got to give the person head. Like, we could have did that.
Mm-hmm.
But no. No.
You was fronting.
You want the front in high school. That's a whole episode in itself of women fronting in high school. Like, it's two things that I noticed that women have lied to men about, and they show it at the age they're at now. Video games and wrestling.
Yeah.
I see more women my age talking about, yo, I play video games sometimes.
Sports too. I think sports in general. Like, you see a lot more women into sports in general.
Like, we was lame in high school when we was going to play NBA Live and stuff, but now you at the crib talking about some, I play Grand Theft Auto. Bitch, we could have played that together.
That's crazy.
We could have played that together. Here's your controller. And let's play together.
Like here, you could take the controller that glows in the dark.
Right. I got it.
The one that light up.
I got a whole special controller for you. It's broke. That's the other part too, is broke.
Oh my God.
You gotta get your girl a broke controller.
Yeah.
You can't give her the new controller. You got to give her the pro controller.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to push the button. What's going on?
You might have to do what you got to do if you're trying to get where you're trying to go.
Yeah, all right? Man.
Give her the good one. Give her the good controller.
Nah, fuck that. You're not about to have me losing, Madden. If you ever lose, like, just don't lose to your girl in the video game.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad business right there.
You hit the name of it. You won't hit it. Like, I was one of those kids growing up that I wanted so desperately for my parents to play the game with me. And my father wasn't doing that shit.
I think my parents are very, very old school. They wouldn't have played the video games with us at all. They knew it was in, like, that was the end thing, though. It was like, yeah, make sure. My parents made sure that me and my brother stayed up to date on all the video games. So,
no, y'all old.
They knew what to do with it. They knew to get it for us, but they weren't gonna play though.
Oh, you know what video game store I miss? Funko Land.
Oh man, that's throwback for real.
Funko Land.
Absolutely.
For those who don't know, you go to Funko Land and you can trade in your game to get a new game. It's like GameStop.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
But Funko Land, I think, was a little bit more affordable. Because GameStop don't even give a damn no more. You go trade in a brand new ass game. As soon as you get it, niggas be like, $2. Like, whoa. Man, I traded in like my Nintendo and got a whole bunch of games. But I hate it. Now I hate it that I did that. Like, I loved Funkoland when I was growing up and being mm-hmm. able to trade in those games and switch stuff around. I was happy that I did that. But now, as an adult, I have regret that mm-hmm. I did that because I want my old Nintendo. Mm-hmm. I want my old Sega. I want my old Nintendo 64, my Super Nintendo. I get jealous anytime I see, like, a photo of somebody that have, like, all the games.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I had all of them, but I mm-hmm. don't no more because of Funkoland.
Yeah.
I was trying to be affordable, make things affordable for my parents to get what I wanted to get. And now I ain't got my old Nintendo and I won't play Tecmo Bowl. It's like, fuck.
They got apps. They got apps and websites where you can find
but that I don't thing. Want that shit. Like, I want to put the shit in damn.
You want to blow into it, huh? You want to
pause.
Pause. I got you.
I got you. Hit the button. Hit the little tweet. You know what I'm saying? The red light pop up. And got the cord. Mm-mm. I want to do that. But I can't because I traded all of those games away to Funkoland. Like, now it's GameStop.
I appreciate my parents for, like, installing the nostalgia in me and my brother because we kept all of that shit. And we got all of that shit. And we are still in great condition. So, and he has it all, actually. All of that shit actually belonged to me. He just inherited
it all. So, wait a minute, y'all got all y'all systems still?
Dude, we still got the Nintendo 64, still got a Super Nintendo, still got a Sega Genesis. The only thing, like, those are the main three that we have. We had Dreamcast, you know what I'm saying? We had all the other shit after that, but we, like, those main three, we still have those. And majority of all the games. Yes. And my brother has all of it. So, he proud got all of Michael. Thank you. And I thank my parents for that because
I thank them too.
Because they made sure we took care of our shit.
I thank them too, because I wish.
Yeah.
I wish I had all of that. I have the Sega. I bought a Sega in St. Louis when I was living there. So I still got my Sega Genesis up in there. NBA Jam, Bulls versus Blazers, Bulls versus Lakers, Evander Holyfield boxing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I bought this one joint that got like 100 games in there. So I'm glad I have that at least.
Yeah.
But I am so mad that I gave it all to Funkoland.
It's fucked up.
Just gave it all to Funkoland. That's.
You live and you learn, man. It's cool.
Yeah. No, Trey, you gonna that four downstairs, we're gonna clean that bitch up. We're gonna put it to the side. And all right, let me ask you a question, Mike. This is an even better question before we talk about some of the changes that has happened in the world.
Yeah.
What system or piece of a game you felt like you was rich if somebody had that?
If somebody had it?
Yeah.
Like, you talking about, like, now or back in the day?
Back in the day. Like, if this person, if I came over this person and they had this, they rich to me.
Dreamcast. I feel like Dreamcast was like a elevation off the Sega because it was disc. I think that was, like, the first of its kind after Sega, like, with the...
Yeah,
like
PlayStation. That. I mean, PlayStation had the disc.
And PlayStation, what I'm saying, like, first. For Sega, the Sega brand.
So, well, no, they had like, Sega CD. Shit didn't pop off.
It didn't pop off, but the Dreamcast did, though. And that once you, if you had that Dreamcast, yeah, you was on. So I automatically assumed, like, we alike because I had that shit. Me and my brother had Dreamcast. So I was like, if you got Dreamcast, goddamn it, you shitting on everybody else. So that was like one of the kind. And PlayStation, of course. I feel like people, if you had a PlayStation, I always looked at people who had PlayStations like, yeah, y'all got money. I see y'all.
It's three things. It's three games.
Sega Saturn? Well, oh, yeah, DG.
Well, it's two systems and then a controller.
Yeah.
If you had the Power Glove or that NES Advantage with the joystick, I thought you was rich.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, you got the big controller with the joystick and the two big buttons. Okay, somebody's getting money. And the Power Glove, nigga, the only time I saw the Power Glove is on the movie with Kevin Savage. Was that, I forgot what it's called. It was like arcade games. Nigga played Mario 3 before that shit came out. And Nightmare on Elm Street 6. Motherfucker said, I got the power glove. I was like, oh, man, Freddie got it. That nigga Freddie got money. Now, as far as games go, if a nigga had a TurboGrafx 16, geez, you had money in my eyes. I don't even know where you could get a TurboGrafx 16 right now. But if you had a TurboGrafx 16 or 3DO, you were rich to me. Because mm-hmm. it's like, yo, only time I'm going to be able to play Splatterhouse is at the arcade or Box yeah. Adventure.
Yeah.
But nigga come to the crib like yo, where the fuck you get a TurboGrafx 16 from?
Yeah.
You rich. Yeah. If you had those two things, I thought you was rich. Those games. But if you had the Power Glove and the NES Advantage, I thought you was rich.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't no way around it.
Yep.
Now, Dreamcast, my cousin Quet had, you know, a Chevy Tahoe, and he had the Dreamcast in the car. So we would either be watching porn or playing Dreamcast Friday. Mm-hmm. Well, like, yo, put it on that 2K.
Oh shit!
Nigga, roll up on that 17th and shit, going to the liquor store. Hey, we gonna be up here playing the game and shit. Had the sounds and them motherfuckers. We just be playing the motherfucking game. Niggas like, niggas playing Dreamcast. Nigga, I got next. Nigga, we don't know you.
Yeah. Right?
Nigga, you just pulled up next to us. Somebody said, we got next.
Like, hell no. Nah.
We take your shit. Try it. Yeah, I miss, man, even having a car and having the game and the TV. Man, boy.
Yeah.
Boy, kids don't know these days, boy.
At all. At all.
Well, I tell you, y'all kids got a lot to learn, man. Y'all got a lot to learn, so. All right, man, let's talk about some of the things that has changed our lives. Man, we have not potted, and we've had an assassination attempt.
Yeah.
And for the first time since 1968, a presidential candidate has decided not to run for re-election. Mike, you going to vote this year?
Yeah. I'm going to vote. I got to do my part, man. Do my part. I'm still going to do my part, bro.
Because you don't vote locally.
I do vote. Oh, my God. Can we put this narrative to bed on this show right here?
I vote
all the time. All right? Mm-hmm. For everything. It was instilled in me that I had to vote no matter what for everything. So don't not listen to Bang when he tells y'all Mike B don't vote for the local shit. Or, you know what I'm saying? None of that. Like, don't listen to Bang. He's lying.
You voted in the Maywood elections?
Yes!
You did?
Yes! I voted for everything. My wife, my mother-in-law.
Y'all have a mayor. Y'all have a trustee, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, what is it? I'm trying to figure this right. Y'all have a mayor and a trustee, right?
Yeah, Bang. Something like that. Yeah, you can say that.
What do they do in Maywood? Like, what is... What do mayors in small towns do?
Apparently the same thing the vice president does.
I always wondered that. Like, you live next door to the mayor and his grass ain't cut. Like, nigga, what you doing? Like,
I know it's a mayor. Bang over here just being very ignorant right
now. No, I'm not. I swear I'm not. It's a legit question. Like, what do people in small towns do? Like, you see, what's that show? Andy Griffith? Like, you see Andy Griffith? Like, he knew everybody and he was a sheriff. But what did he actually do? He just sat in the police station and arrested Ernest T. Bass and the nigga that be drunk all the time. Like, so, like, what if you live next to the mayor? Like, what if you have a party? Do you invite him? Do you cut the music down? Like, do he live in the town? Like, do he live off? Do he live off? Like, you know, it's the rich part of Maywood. I always thought, like, that rich part of Maywood was, like, 21st. Like, right before you get to Bellwood.
The rich part of Maywood is North Maywood.
I know. That's what I said. When I was growing up, I thought that was. But then I was like, nah, North Maywood, they... Ain't money over there. Like, yeah. It's from Melrose Park. What the fuck is going on? Look, I'm just saying, like, but that's where the mayor lives? Do they, the mayor have a house? Like, is there a
possibly,
mayoral house?
I don't know. Look, first of all, so DG, yes, Nathaniel is the mayor. Shout out to our good mayor, Nathaniel Booker. He's the mayor of Maywood. He showed, like, I've seen him out and about. He does
Maywood
things.
Maywood is on the move.
Maywood's on the move. He does things like he's involved like in like a lot of the things that goes on in the community as far as like Maywood Fine Arts, which my daughter dances with.
Also, you close Fine to the situation. That's
so right. You know what I'm saying? He's done mm-hmm. things at my daughter's middle school as well, Irving Middle School. Like, he's been there, done things at the school and everything like that. So as far as like since he's been elected, yeah, he's been around and I see him in the neighborhood. So,
I mean, but y'all go to the store like they bring your white way back.
Bang, can we please get to the subject, dude? What the fuck?
Bring your white way back.
Anyway, bang.
Bring your white way back.
Anyway.
We need white way back, Mike. That's still crazy as shit when I heard about white way. Like, y'all couldn't go shopping that. That shit was wild. Like,
oh my God, bang.
They changed the name.
Yeah.
They did. That's wild, Mike. I love Maywood, though. Just know that. I just.
Bang, you think Maywood is ghetto, but that's a whole nother.
No, thing. Google thinks that. That was Google. That was proven. If don't put the narrative on me.
Bang said Maywood is ghetto. That's what he thinks. What he thinks in his mind. He thinks Maywood is ghetto.
All right. Man.
But anyway.
All right, let's go to the assassination.
They asked me, am I going to vote for the president of the United States? Yes, I will be at the election booth on, you know, what day is November what? What day are we voting for the president?
I think it's November 5th.
Election day, I will be there doing my part. Yes. Who I'm voting for is none of your business.
It's none of your business. But I want to get to a world where niggas don't tell people who they voting for.
Absolutely.
That's none of your business who I'm voting for.
Absolutely.
I have my own interest in who I want in power to help me achieve what I want to achieve. It has nothing to do with you. Like, I want to get to an era where, now, look, I remember asking this question a couple of years ago, Mike, and people thought I was wrong. It's like, yo, is voting, is the Republicans and Democrats new Bloods and Crips?
Yes.
Like, is voting a gang?
Yes. Yes, bang. This is a gang. This is two gangs, bro. Using their words against each other. That's what this is, fam. That's what it is. Proper gangs, G. That's what this is, fam. And in my existence and, you know what I'm saying, my knowledge... In my memory of like prior presidents and, you know what I'm saying, elections and all of this shit like that, bro. This one right here got to be the wildest one of them all. Like, any type of presidential like experience that has happened prior, like while I've been alive that I can remember, this one takes the cake of the wildest shit ever, bro. I sum this up right now, what's going on, in two words, bro. Three words. A shit show.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing right now in front of my eyes, bro. Like, this is a shit show if I've ever seen one, bang. So yes, this is wild, bro. Like, we literally witnessed a president have an assassin. I've only thought to ever see this shit in movies or in recent history. A president actually getting an assassination attack on him, bro.
Bruh,
I never thought in my life I would actually see that
in person. Like, you watch a TV live and you like, yo, what the
and
fuck?
And I see like somebody shooting at a presidential candidate, G.
Because
I would never see that because
I was watching that live. I was watching it live. I was downstairs working, cleaning the house, and I had just looked down. I was like, wait a minute. Did he just get shot at? Yo, buddy, bleeding. That to me, look, I don't care how you feel about Donald Trump. I don't. Ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't wish death on nobody and nothing like that. Let me just first say that. Fam, like you just said, I never thought that I would be in a world where on American soil there would be an assassination attempt. That's when things started to get spooky for me.
Yeah.
As a history, as somebody who loves history, the first thing I thought about was 1968. And the Democratic National Convention is in Chicago. 1968, it was in Chicago. In 1968, we did have Martin Luther King and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who were both assassinated. And you had Lyndon B. Johnson, who in that year stated that he would not run for re-election. Years later, in Chicago, you have an assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And you have Joe Biden say that he's not going to run for re-election. That's spooky to me. That's like, all right, what's going on here? What y'all try to say? And I know, let me explain to some folks, because I've seen some people talk about when I put the series finale of America. Oh, I'm nervous. Not even gonna front. If you look at history, you know, superpowers, world powers, they only last for so long. They say like 200 years before shit start crumbling. Mm-hmm. And that's what I guess you could call America at this point. And you see all of this stuff that's happening and stuff. And when you look at Project 2025 and Agenda 47, but also just look at some of these same type of manifesto agendas by Democrats and Republicans over the years. You can go back to even the Ronald Reagan and the Southern Democrats and all of those things. Like, all of those things are spooky, but it feels like to me everything revolving around Lyndon B. Johnson and the Southern Democrats saying, yo, we gonna slide up to this Republican thing. It feels kind of like when people be talking about the deep state shit, a lot of this stuff do feel like a movie. Like, it feels like enemy of the state-ish. Mm-hmm. Like, it feel like a group of people been biding their time and waiting and all of that stuff until, boom, we about to put out all of this stuff. And it does what I give conspiracy theory folks a little bit of a break during this time, because it takes a conspiracy theory listening type of person to be like, I told y'all. And when I saw the thing with Trump and then the thing with Joe Biden, yeah, hey, conspiracy theorists, hey, go get your joints off. I ain't even mad. This is when I go to TikTok and look at all of the weird TikTok conspiracies just to see, hey, what's going on out here? Because for both of these things to happen in the 7-day period, for somebody who don't really take conspiracies or conspiracy theories seriously, this one I was like, maybe somebody's on to something.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I don't think people realize how much American history that they've seen, that they saw in the last 7 days. Like, this is legit. In 20 years, is going to be in somebody's, or less than that, is going to be in somebody's school books.
Absolutely.
Like, we're living in the school book time of the history book. Like, there's going to be a whole chapter that somebody's going to have to do a report on about an assassination attempt. And the next chapter is going to be about Biden dropping out of the race.
Yeah.
This is wild. This is unmarked territory. So any conspiracy theorists out here, I ain't even going to argue with you. Y'all got it. Y'all probably been predicting this for a while. But let's go to the Biden thing real quick, because you know, you did say that you was going to vote. It don't matter who you vote for, just vote. But man, how you, Kamala Harris raised a whole lot of money in one night. Everybody and their mama is rooting for this election. Does it, like, are we really in Bloods Crips territory right here? We in GD Vice Lord territory right here? It feels like it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, bro. It's crazy, bro. And seeing Biden drop out of the race, obviously I'm not shocked about it because he's been criticized for, you know, being not seemingly to be in the best health and, you know, fit to run this country. You know, he's been criticized for his age, being criticized for his health, and, you know, he's shown signs of not being fit to do the job. So him dropping out doesn't shock me at all. And seeing that it's very possible to see Kamala Harris, you know, take the reins and go head to head against Donald Trump, which is something we've already seen already because Hillary did it. So we're seeing another woman try to run for president. And it was an unsuccessful attempt the first time. And I don't know how this is going to play out with Kamala Harris. But now, you know, obviously now we get this, we see all of these people asking these questions like, what makes her fit? What makes her qualified, you know, to do this job? And she didn't do anything as a vice president. And now you got people out here saying, well, what exactly does a vice president do? And this and that. Everybody turns into politicians and, you know, politician experts. You know, with all of this shit, bro, it just gets so irritating at this point, bro. So, like, it's
so you're telling me that right now, like, when you go on Facebook and you see all of the people talking about politics,
man,
all of the people that you went to school with, you know damn well they ain't do shit in social studies.
Then see you running,
let alone U.S. history and all of it, they ain't do shit.
When was you our class president? You know what I'm saying? When was you the vice president of class of 2004? Like, where was you at? What gives you this knowledge all of a sudden, you know, to speak on politics and what, you know, like this shit?
And so you mean to tell me, Mike, again, you mean to tell me that that person that you went to school with, they ain't pay attention, they barely passed the Constitution test?
Nah.
They skip history because they said it was boring?
Absolutely.
Now all of a sudden they civics, they
got all the answers. They know who's qualified and who's fit to run, to you know, possibly, you know, run this country. They know. That's what I see. That's all I see right now. Shit's crazy, babe.
Did you go to school with those people?
Yes, I went to school with some of these people. I didn't see it with my own two eyes.
This is what we got to do. Look, Mike, this is what we got to do a better job at. All of us are out of school. This is what we got to do a better job at. When we see somebody that we went to school with and we know damn well that they didn't do shit, they barely graduated and stuff, and especially in stuff like social studies, history, mm-hmm. all that stuff, if we know that they didn't pay attention to that class, you got to say, you got an F in this class. Why are we talking about this? You gotta call it out. Like,
we gotta call him out on the
board. Like, Joe, didn't you get an F in history? Oh, you just gonna call me out like, yeah, you failed it.
I'm saying, bro.
You failed it. Like, where's your report card? Bring it back up. You had an F in this class. You had to go to summer school, and you know they was gonna pass you there. Why are we talking about politics?
I saw you standing at the bus stop in the middle of July.
I saw you at Al's. I saw you at Al's.
You was getting lunch.
You was getting lunch during class.
Between classes, yeah. You wasn't even in summer school class.
I saw you over there on Grand and Laramie. Like, you was getting about to get on the bus. You was about to go do some wild shit. You was not about to do anything in social studies class. You hated the teacher. We gotta call it out, Mike. That's the problem. Yeah. That's the problem on social media. We don't call people out like we should. If you know that your classmate was terrible and they helped you fail your project because they wasn't helpful, or they was one of those people that passed with an A because you passed with an A because you did, you gotta call them out. Yeah. You gotta call them out. How you gonna talk about Kamala and Joe Biden and Donald Trump in politics when you told the teacher to kiss your ass and he kicked you out the class and gave you detention? When was you gonna read up on politics? You still think Bill Clinton's a black president? Like, that's how much people don't pay attention to stuff. Like, they get all of the information from memes. We got to stop that. We got to call people out. In high school, you didn't do shit. And tag them. That's what you got to do, Mike. It's not enough to go and you got to tag them.
Yeah.
So, like, if we was in school, Mike, and I know you was fucking off on the U.S. history class, and...
And I'm out here getting all political on y'all asses.
I'm going to... Mike, don't... At Mike. Fam, did you fail history?
Oh, shit.
Oh, did you fail history, fam? Like, we have to do a better job at calling these people out.
Yeah.
You flunked. Why are you talking about this? Talk about Sexy Red.
Yeah.
Talk about Ice Spice. Talk about NBA Youngboy.
Yeah.
Don't talk about U.S. history. You failed it. That's we got to do a better job at calling people out. History was my favorite subject. Can't nobody call me out on anything U.S. history. My favorite U.S. history class was U.S. history before 1865. Don't call me out. But if yo ass was at the locker trying to get some ass, you can't talk about.
Instead of being this. In class.
Bars.
Bars.
You can't talk about. And we got, and we have to tag these people.
Yeah.
We got to tag them. That's all. Got to tag them.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
Now, you might lose a friend, a Facebook friend, but hey, so what?
Because you definitely get blocked.
You definitely get blocked. You think he know it all because he passing. Because he passed history. He think he know it all.
Yeah.
We block him. Like, Kamala locked up everybody. Like, no, nah, bro, she didn't. I saw it on a meme. No. No. Did you go look at, I ain't got to look at all. That's, you know what, Mike? That's my favorite part of debates.
Yeah.
When you tell somebody, look at something, and then they be like, I don't need to see all that. need to see all that. I know it. You trying to show me, so I don't need to see all that. I got all the answers. Like,
yeah.
No, you don't.
That's what you don't have. You actually don't have the answers, buddy.
You don't got the answer. See, look right here. It's a meme. Somebody created that. Russia probably created that, fam. Like, you, that's what you read? You ain't read that book that your ass still got at the crib because you never turned it in? Like, you got to look at the gray U.S. history book. Go put that up. Like, gray. It was gray one. You got that one? I don't think I had that book. Yeah, because you failed. Stop talking about U.S. history. Like, if people talked about U.S. history and U.S. politics and all of those things now, like they should have in high school, we'll have a lot more, lot new aldermen.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of new lawmakers. Like, that's the thing that disappoint me when I go on social media. When I look at the discourse about Biden, Harris, about Trump, from people that I know that did absolutely shit when it came to anything, social studies, U.S. history, all of that stuff, I say to myself, damn, if you had all of this energy that you wasting on Facebook to debate a nigga that you've only seen twice, if you had that same energy in high school, you probably would be an alderman right now. Or you might be a trustee or mayor of a specific small town.
Yeah, but Bang, to answer your original question, G, this is a gang situation right now. Bloods and Crips, you know. Shout out to the other smaller parties, though. You know what I'm saying? Independent, you might be liberal, you might be part of the Green Party, maybe.
Are you which? Wait, all right,
don't just stay out of the crossfire.
Which party is a neutron?
Is a neutron? That's like, what are you?
Is an independent truly a neutron?
Is it though? I think if you're independent, you kind of like neutral. Like, all right, I'm
because chilling. You could be independent but lean right or left, but you still independent. So it's like, is being an independent like being a neutron, but you grew up in like GD territory?
See, that's me. That's so, me, Bang.
So
that's
even me. Though you're not a GD.
That's me.
That's you. You.
That's me. That's me.
You,
yeah.
You're a neutron that you
I'm a neutron. I'm a neutron, but I know people that are GDs. I know people that's foes, vice lords, family members. They gang bang, but I never was involved.
But you got to lean towards one.
I don't even lean towards none of them. You want to know why? Because I'm cool with all of them. I did the right thing by making
so you shake up. You shake up with all
I don't
of
even
them.
Shake, I don't even shake up, G. They don't. When they see me, they know I don't need to shake up. It's
So everybody know, all right, Mike, good. We going.
We but, good.
Okay,
we
so good. Let me ask you a question. If, because this is the true answer to this. If Mike was getting jumped, which of the gang cousins are helping you?
I don't know. See, it all depends on who jumping me. They might be like, man, Mike got it. Look, if he going to play neutral, he got to be neutral. We can't help him. He got to just, you know what I'm saying, play that out. They see,
that's a real question.
It's rules to the game.
It's a real question.
It's rules.
Like, yo, you ain't not you. Hey, you ain't one of us. So
that's one of the disadvantages of being neutral. But I think it's more advantages than disadvantages.
Because you know, I
would never put myself in a situation where I got to get jumped. If I'm getting jumped, then you're probably robbing me. You're probably robbing me. Yeah, but why did you get jumped, man?
Nah, I got jumped because niggas was fucking with me. But not because I did anything. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, see, I don't think I've never found myself in
a couple of foes. I was going to Michelle Clark. A couple of foes was on the corner. I already knew what was up, and they was fucking with me. And one dude tried to snuff me, and I whooped his ass. Then I whooped another dude ass. But then after that, like three more came, and I got my ass beat. Mm-hmm. And I walked over to my grandmother's house, who stayed on Madison and Mason. And called my father. He came and picked me up. Like, I wasn't. Here's what irritates me sometimes. Like, when people just automatically assume, because I grew up out west, that I was a vice lord. No, I was a neutron, too. Mm-hmm. But you gotta skew some type of left or right, because if you always with the homies who GDs or unknowns or foes or whatever, somebody gonna automatically assume that's what you are. And it might be a drunk night, and you might shake up.
Right. See, I never did that, though. I was like,
you've never shook up.
I don't think I can say
you've
I
never
shook up.
Never, Mike. You have never shook up.
I can't say
anything. Like, if one of the homies who was
I tried to shake up with somebody and I shook up wrong? Like, motherfucker,
oh, you got to get your ass beat. Yeah.
That's why I'm not even going to be like, oh, wait, if I see one of the guys and they recognize me, I'd be like, yo, what up, my boy? Like, you know what I'm saying? I think he might be a foe, he might not be. I might try to shake up foe with him, but he ain't foe. I'm getting my ass whooped.
That's
why I just try. If somebody was even trying to shake up with me, I would be like, that right there going to be locked.
Like, no, we ain't doing that. We ain't.
Like, nigga, this is me, bro. This is me. Look at me, bro. Like, it ain't that.
See, DG's like, I'm affiliated because of family. Man, you got, like, if your family, especially if your favorite cousin GD, you GD too.
Yeah.
Your favorite cousin a foe, you a foe too.
My advice, though, Bang, to the independents and the liberals, stay out of this shit.
Hey!
Get out of the crossfire. Stay out of this, all right? You vote peacefully. Do whatever who you going to vote for. You might vote independent. You do that. But stay out of this right here. These Blood and Crips, let them do what they going to do. And you just hang low in the back. All right?
See, that might.
Shout out to liberals. Shout out to independents. Shout out to the, like, what's the other political party? The Green Party?
You got the Green Party.
Green Party. Shout out to them. You know, got to be a couple other ones. But other than that, like, stay out of there.
See, Mike, that's my thing when it comes to politics, right? My thing when it comes to politics is, as somebody who has watched this shit all my life, that's what irritates me about politics. It's a whole bunch of white people and some black people mm-hmm. putting on suits to come up and rep they gang.
Mm-hmm. Constitution Party, I'm looking it up right now. The Alliance Party. The Vermont Progressive Party. Those are like the minor parties.
Who are these niggas?
These are mother ones. Like these, I'm saying. These kind of like, I mean, I wouldn't even be. You ain't got to know these. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just. This is doing my Googles right here.
Mike, like y'all ain't gonna win shit. y'all play too much.
Just be cool. Just be cool, man.
That's the messed up part. That is the messed up part. Like those, some of those people really truly believe, like they got a shot. And basically, you just saying, "Hey, man, y'all play too much. Go home."
You don't, bro.
You ain't gonna do shit. Y'all, the only people that's gonna vote for you is your family, and they might not even vote for you.
They might not even vote for you. Yeah. So.
Damn, Mike.
Yeah, it is what it is.
So like, what if I ran for president under the Some Dude Party? Would you vote for me?
Absolutely. You're not gonna win, but I will waste my vote on you, babe.
You waste your vote on me?
Yeah, why?
Oh, I appreciate that.
Bank, you are one of the most knowledgeable people I know, bro. It's some little piece of me deep down inside believes that you have a greater chance of running this country than that other candidate.
I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? And that's from the heart, G. That's from the heart, man.
Oh, man. You waste your vote on. Oh, man. Hey.
Bring it in, boy. I got you.
Hey, fist pal, man.
My boy. Bang, you even got the couple pictures, like, you know what I'm saying? You got to bring them up, bro. Bang for president, G.
Yeah, yeah. You know what some saying? Shit.
I'm with you. I'm with Bang.
Man, Mike, I appreciate that. Yeah. And the reason why I appreciate that is I put up a story on Facebook. Before we get out of here, I put up a story on Facebook. And my kindergarten teacher. Well, first of all, have you ever had like an old head that really believed in you and said that you would be something like massive? Damn, that's fucked up, Mike. Damn, I'm sorry.
I mean, the people who believed in me, the people that's important in my life, they believed in me. But I don't know, like a random old head who was like, yeah.
So,
Mike, you gonna be the next so and so. Nah.
My mother tells me the story all the time, and I remember it, that my kindergarten teacher, Miss Bell at John Hay out west, was like, yo, your son is so smart. He's talented. He could really be a Supreme Court justice. Like, he could be Thurgood Marshall.
I don't think nobody's ever said that about me.
I felt like I let her down. Like, what the fuck am I? Like,
oh, shit.
I be looking at my kindergarten awards and shit like, damn, because my mom still got it. Like, damn, my teacher really had faith and hope in me. And I ain't amount to.
If you want to say it in that instance, sure. There's like a bunch of report cards I got. They got some great notes on them from my teacher saying.
No, she didn't say it. She spoke. She verbally said this. Like, your son.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is going to be something, and I'm not. I feel bad. I mean, I am somebody. You know what I mean? Like, I'm somebody.
Absolutely. Of course.
But I ain't on the Supreme Court. Like,
damn. Somebody spoke that highly of you. I don't.
Right. And you. That's all life. That's why I don't like people to speak real highly of me, because I'm afraid of disappointment. Because
you failed the old head.
My kindergarten teacher, who's probably dead right now, was like, yo, you gonna be somebody. And I know she was probably looking like, damn, Wesley Davis at? Oh, he. I let her down.
It's okay, bang. It's okay.
But you helped me here. Like, you helped me by saying that, yo, you'll give me my vote. I appreciate it. Because I feel like I let Miss Bell down. I'm gonna fuck around and change the name of this episode to I Let Miss Bell Down. Because I did. I'm supposed to be Thurgood Marshall, fam. Not Clarence Thomas. I don't want to be that. Bang. I'm supposed to be Thurgood Marshall. I'm supposed to change the world, man.
It's okay, fam.
Don't hit me with the damn still time.
Look, focus on what you got going on right now. What is your title? Director of
Focus content. On me.
Focus on you, dog. Focus on what you doing right now. Director of content for Urban One Radio. That's
focus on me.
Yeah, don't worry about that, man. Don't worry about that, dog.
Focus on me. Right?
I'm pretty sure that Miss Bell said that to a lot of the other students. Not to disregard you. because she probably did believe that for real, but I'm pretty sure that was said to other students.
I don't know, fam. I don't know.
Yeah, sadness is touching the core memory. Don't let that get to you, Bang. Bang out here, he finna dive deep into his history books. So he could try to be Thurgood Marshall.
I don't know, man. But
don't let that get to you, Bang. It's okay.
We'll figure it out, fam.
You did good. You're doing a good job right now, currently.
I'm trying, man.
Keep going.
I'm trying.
And if you ever decided to go out there and you wanted to run for president, Bang, I will waste my vote on you.
Look, if I get 5 votes, give me 5 votes for president.
I'm with you, Bang. I got you.
I won.
I got you, Bang.
Just give me 5. I won.
Look, you could start off small. You could be like the mayor of Plainfield or something like that.
Nah, fuck, not these people. I have to move out west.
Oh shit!
J.R. Davis versus Danny K. Davis. Who you think will win?
Okay.
I have low key though. I have, like, when I was younger, I thought about, like, what if I did enough to, like, run for alderman? Mm-hmm. And then when we was doing Windy City and I was doing all the charity events and teaching and all of that, I was like, man, I think I'm doing enough that I could run for office. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, nah, because I don't need nobody digging up my life. Yeah. Nah. I'd be doing a debate like, nah, I'll beat your ass right now, G. It's only one politician I don't like. I won't state the name because I don't want nobody to get mad at me. But he beat us. He was a substitute teacher and he beat me. In class, he called the joints No Mercy. Yeah. I won't say his name, but fuck dude. If I ever see dude, I would. And that's why I can't be no politician. Because what if I'm like a state senator and this dude is too? And like we be talking and I just. Then I'm going to jail and I lose my job.
Yeah.
Nah.
Don't worry about it.
But I appreciate your vote, Mike.
No doubt.
And just because I appreciate your vote, I'll let you end us off.
All right, man. Some Two Pod. Make sure y'all rate. Make sure y'all like. Make sure y'all subscribe. The boys are back. You already know, man. Some Do Pod on IG. Some Do Pod on Twitter.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football on deck, man. The Olympics is coming up this week, so y'all make sure y'all watch and make sure y'all support whatever country you rooting for. You know what I'm saying? You should make sure you support
just vote.
And all that shit. And, you know, vote and all of that good shit. That's still not until November, but still, we letting you know right now that we told you to go out there and vote. But Facebook group is hashtag Some Do Pod. Some Do Pod is available on the Barber's Chair Network, and the Barber's Chair Network is available everywhere where podcasts are available. So make sure you lock in, tune in with Mike B and J.R. Bang. And this is Some Do Pod, and we gone.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.